Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A parent company of the Peninsula Clarion and Homer News is seeking new ownership. For this story, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Canada-based media company Black Press LTD, owner of Sound Publishing, which owns the Peninsula Clarion, Homer News, and Juno Empire, announced on January 15th its intent to seek new ownership as part of a plan for corporate financial restructuring. The news release from Black Press Media does not mention plans for any of its subsidiary companies, but states that it obtained an initial order on January 15th under the Companies Creditors Arrangement Act from the Supreme Court of British Columbia in Vancouver. The release goes on to state the initial order also extends the stay of proceedings to certain subsidiaries of the company that are non-petitioners and the CCAA proceedings. Black Press owns two subsidiary companies in the United States, Ohana Publications and Sound Publishing. Sound Publishing, which owns three newspapers in Alaska, cannot be reached for comment on the future of its Alaska-based companies. According to the press release, Black Press intends to seek court approval in Canada to launch a sale and investment solicitation process for its business and assets on or around January 25th. Among other things, the transaction will address the company's obligations to its secured creditors and will include an injection of capital that will enable Black Press to continue serving readers, advertisers, and other valued stakeholders. It also brings additional expertise in successful management of local media, as well as the continued support of Deans Knight and Casno, large Canadian institutional investors with a long-term focus, a history of supporting the company, and significant experience in the media sector. Under the terms of the transaction, the company will continue to be a Canadian-controlled. The press release suggests a current unstable financial portfolio for the company, stating that the sale is necessary in order to put Black Press on solid and sustainable financial footing. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
As the energy debate heats up in Juneau, an Alaskan senator has vowed to kill the renewables bill. With the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Even before Alaska's annual legislative session gets into high gear, debate over a prominent renewable energy bill is intensifying, with a state senator vowing to block it in committee and an advocacy group hiring a lobbyist to push it forward, reports the Northern Journal. Environmental organizations and green power producers have been pushing lawmakers for the past 2 years to pass what's known as a Renewable Portfolio Standard, or RPS. The policy would set deadlines for Alaska's electric utilities to generate a certain amount of their power from renewable sources, 80% by 2040, with fines for non-compliance in the current drafts of the legislation. At a public forum earlier this month, hosted by an oil and gas-aligned trade group, Nikiski Republican Senator Jesse Bjorkman said he plans to block the bill from advancing from the Labor and Commerce Committee that he chairs.
Right now, we are not in a place, technology-wise or as a way to store energy and to provide for reliable electricity to keep people's lights on, that we can meet those goals.
Bjorkman said he thinks that the mandates and fines included in the draft legislation could drive up rates for consumers.
It's just not possible for us to achieve those goals without significant inefficiency and without significant increase in cost to electrical ratepayers.
Instead, Bjorkman said he'd like to pass legislation that would remove what developers of renewable projects describe as obstacles to their developments, like policies to reduce the rates that utilities charge for transmitting electricity across their power lines, and to change the stringent rules that renewable projects must comply with to receive approval from utility regulators. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.